other day, you were saying that you were virtual secretary of European companies, CEOs.
Yeah, that's where I found the job.
And it was kind of hard because you have to work for 10 hours a day?
Yeah, 10 hours, and that's night shift.
A night shift because of the time difference between your country and the Europe. So it was depressing to work when your sisters were sleeping in the bed.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also when you're sleep deprived, it kind of changes your mood. So I want to be happy all the time, easygoing. But if I'm not sleeping enough, if I'm sleep deprived, I don't feel like smiling a lot. Mm. And that's like not me.
So while you were working as a secretary, what was the meaning of work to you, for you? So money or self-realization or to improve your skill as a secretary? What was the most important for you?
Important is the salary. They pay higher, a lot higher, like twice higher than how much I get paid here in the Philippines. And the second thing is that I just want to learn. And if you're a secretary, they throw any type of work they want to throw at you. So it's like I don't work the same thing every day, just as I don't talk about the same thing every day at conversation. So I want something like that, something that changes a lot, not monotonous. I don't like being stuck. So yeah, learning, I guess, is one of the top reasons why.
So working for the CEOs as a secretary, so every day was a new challenge, I think.
Yeah. So
something new happened, an unexpected thing happened to you every day, didn't it?
They'd be like asking me to talk to someone and encourage him to attend this certain seminar. So I'm like talking to a different person every time, a different person that has different type of work nature, I guess, and different attitude, behavior, and all. Mm. So, yeah, I have to have a different approach to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's new to me. That's very exciting. If I was working day shift, I would have kept that job.
Mm. But wasn't it a kind of stressful to work for a CEO? You know, sometimes he was under the weather, not feeling well, and let it out on you, didn't he?
Yeah, I guess because I was working for Americans where they yell at you most of the time, that's not something new to me. And before I left my previous boss, during my resignation interview, he told me that your attitude towards how others behave is how it changed the play. So, for example, if people are yelling at you, there's always has to be a reason. So you always have to like understand why they are angry or something. So yeah, that kind of, I don't know, I learned something from that. So when my boss is angry, I would like look into stuff and find the reason why he's angry, and then I will find out like, oh, okay, the sales isn't good today. Okay, he's got a lot of things to do. So yeah, knowing that, I would understand why he's angry, and so I will not take it on me. I will let myself know that he's not angry at me, he's angry at something else. So yeah, I'm just a happy person, so I always want to make sure that I look after something that's nice, and I don't know, that's how my grandma taught me, so.
You are greater than I am.